This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Defying health experts, Pope Francis has arrived in Iraq to visit the country's dwindling Christian community. The experts worry the crowds will gather to see Francis as the coronavirus surges there. Francis's trip begins in Baghdad, where he will celebrate Mass. Here at home,
the Senate has adjourned until 9 a.m. this morning.
But Senate clerks were up all night reading all 628 pages of President Biden's COVID relief bill aloud at the insistence of Republicans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Senate has started considering a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes in hopes of getting it through a narrowly divided chamber. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill.
The vice president votes in the affirmative,
with Vice President Harris breaking the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to achieve President Biden's top legislative priority. Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says the mask order there will stay in place through April 9th. Some states are ending the mask requirement, like Texas and Mississippi. But Governor Ivey says,
even when we lift the mask order, I will continue to wear my mask while I'm around others and strongly urge my fellow citizens to use common sense and do the same thing.
The February jobs report comes out this morning, and it's expected to show employers stepped up hiring in February as confirmed coronavirus cases began to decline from the dark days of January. Analysts say the unemployment rate is probably 6.4%. This is AP News. And now to YouTube.
YouTube has removed a number of channels run by Myanmar's military for violating its community guidelines and terms of service. The company says it has terminated 5 channels and removed several videos from YouTube. The decision follows the February 1 military coup that ousted the country's elected government, provoking massive public protests. YouTube says it will continue to monitor the situation for any content that might violate its rules. The decision follows Facebook's earlier announcement that it had removed all Myanmar-linked military pages from its site and from Instagram, which it also owns. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British police won't launch a criminal investigation into an interview conducted with Princess Diana in 1995. The allegation was that Diana was duped into the interview by someone using illegal tactics. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.